From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Deep Harbor by Lisa Ton Berggren. Now let's begin with Prologue. June 1886. Tora Anders strolled down the wooden sidewalk of Helena, Montana, with purpose. She walked everywhere with purpose these days, but today was special. Trent Storm was in town again, and he had invited her out for supper. She needed to get back to her fine Queen Anne-style home, the pride of Helena, to bathe and change. Tonight would be different, she was sure of it. Tonight, Trent would propose at last. Hadn't she waited 4 years for this day? She nodded at two towering cowboys who dipped their heads appreciatively, touching fingertips to hat brims, and then at two women she did not know. Tora had been in Helena for a little over a year. Having built her last roadhouses for Storm Enterprises in the vicinity, she decided it was time to make some semblance of a home for herself. And in the process, she hoped to entice Trent west by her blatant refusal to return east. This hard, energetic place was rife with trouble as well as opportunity, and it fit Tora to a T. She loved the gently sloping mountains in the distance, the rolling hills that gave way to plains. Montana was Tora Anders' territory if she'd ever seen it. Surely Trent would fall in love with it, just as he had fallen in love with her. In the distance she heard the train whistle, and she quickened her step. She doubted that Trent would come early. It was more likely that he would take care of some business and visit Helena's Storm Roadhouse, one of the finest restaurants Tora had set up for him, before coming to call. There was little to fear from his examination of the roadhouse. Tora had become a difficult perfectionist of a boss. She made frequent impromptu inspections of the facilities and was meticulous about every detail. If a table was not set with